Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock, with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, this story is from Lisa Manners.
I have been with Broward County Library System for about 20 years now. I started entry level as a librarian, working at the reference desk, helping people answer questions that they had. Moved around through Broward County and got promoted. At one time, I was at Deerfield Beach Library, was at West Regional Library, was at Southwest Regional Library, and up here at the main library. I started here about 3 years ago, and I manage this building. It's an 8-story building, downtown Fort Lauderdale. It's on Andrews and Broward, 253,000 square feet. My staff, about 80, are the public service staff, but there's a lot of administration. There's deliveries. There's a whole bunch of other people who work in the building. I'd say there's probably 200-300, maybe more, who actually work in the building. When I came to the main library about 3 years ago, it was under construction. They were in process of replacing all the windows with impact-resistant glass. Evidently, multiple years in the past, there had been a hurricane that came through and damaged the glass, and FEMA came through with funding to help replace that with impact glass. The building held up. The building's built out of concrete and rock. It's not going anywhere. The library was built in 1984. It's actually a historic building. It has been named as a historic building. It's built in the Brutalist style. It's kind of world-renowned for the architecture, Marcel Breuer, and they did an amazing job on the building, and it's gorgeous. But with the hurricane coming through, damaging the windows, it's like the whole north wall of the building is window. So it was a big, big project. Problem was that the original company that was doing the project went out of business while they were doing the project. So understand there was quite a space in there before they found a new company to replace them. The time when I came in, the building was all boarded up. Half the windows had been replaced. Half of them had not been. The building has an atrium that is gorgeous, but it's all glass. It was all covered up, and you couldn't even get to it. To get into the library, I had to walk through a tunnel of wooden walls. It was pretty ugly. Most of the people from the public didn't even know that we were open. So when I came in, they had just gotten the new company to finish this job, and it was my job to work with them and the whole county to get this project completed. While the building was a mess and the staff was, it was a depressing situation because, like I said, the customers didn't even know we were open. They started to complete the project, and as it was completed, then the staff was just excited because they were seeing it all come back. There's a bridge from the garage to the library on the second floor, and I called staff and I said, who wants to go with me to be the first to walk across the bridge? And I had a good group of staff, and we walked across and we walked back. We got our picture on the bridge. That was pretty cool. Then the atrium opened, and it was like seeing the library come back to life. It was just exciting to see this with the staff. We'd been about 5 years with this construction project and having everything closed up, and it was so depressing in here. It was really fun to see it come back to its former glory. Then our job was to get the customers to come back because most of them didn't even know the library is open. Now, 3 years later, the library's back and the staff are all excited. We're doing a lot of innovative stuff. We have virtual reality. We have 3D printers. We have augmented reality. We have the ability to build robots. We have a studio, which is for teens. The third new space is for startup businesses, entrepreneurs. I can tell you, probably see 40,000 people come through the doors in a month. We're looking forward to where it goes next, to what's next for this library and for me. I mean, it's just a fun time to be here.
Lisa Manners with a story about rebuilding a library.
Did you find anything surprising about this story, Michael?
Just the immense project. It was such a big project.
Absolutely. And I have been in this building many times. I know it's a beautiful building. I had no idea it was a historic building. That surprised me.
And it's unusual that a librarian, which is Lisa's trained as, has become the manager of this building project.
Yes, she wears many hats and has many, many skills. There's something else that surprised me about this. You know, we always say that there's got to be emotion in a story, that's one of the things that separates a story from a speech, for example, or a description. And three times I counted, the word excited or some conjugation of the word excitement in the story. And I've got to say, I don't know that many of our listeners think of library and excitement in the same sentence. I do, because I've known and been connected with libraries very intimately all my life. My first job was at a library, but I don't think many people think about that. And I loved that here's somebody with 20 years of experience in libraries. Here's somebody who is the visionary for this library, and she has that sense of excitement. And it came through in her story. It really did.
I remember when the internet was new, people thought libraries were going to be the thing of the past. Libraries are as important to society now as they ever were.
If not more so, and that's a really great point. Lisa used a word that I didn't expect, another thing that was surprising to me. We're always interested in the language people use when they tell their stories. I think of the people who go to libraries as called what? Patrons, right? That I think of that term. She called them customers. And I thought about that a minute. And I thought, you know, in 2017, that makes really good sense. Because what do we think of when we think of a customer? We think of somebody who, A, is always right, right? The customer is always right. And B, somebody whose needs and desires need to be taken into account in order to keep them coming back. Obviously, Lisa and her staff are doing a great job at that if 40,000 people walk through those doors every month. But I think the word patron doesn't really get that across the way the word customer does. In other words, we need to respond, Lisa's saying, by using that word, to what those people coming in require of us. We don't tell them, they tell us. And obviously, they're doing a great job. There's something else. There's a little bit of a metaphor here in this story that I think may have gotten lost in all the wonderful details she had with the windows and the company going out of business and everything that went into this. And that is that image of the bridge being closed and the bridge being opened. I love that she invited her staff to cross that bridge. And the word bridge and the image of a bridge figures in so many stories and in so many turns of phrase. I'll cross that bridge when I come to it, a bridge too far. We think of the three Billy Goats Gruff on the bridge. There's all kinds of stories about instead of building a wall, building a bridge. And I think that image is so beautiful in the story for me as a bridge to the future, as a bridge to the next step, the next story, if you will, in the history of this library. So I thought it was a beautiful piece that she dropped in there in the middle that said so much more than just the couple of sentences it took to explain it. And that's what a metaphor does.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneil, that's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories at wlrn.org, click radio, and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. I'm Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.